Jeff Blankman joined here today by Coleman Mullinix. Of course, he is the head boys basketball coach with the Ottoman boys. And, Coach, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the coverage, as always.
Coach, you guys finished 8-14 this year, but I'm going to tell you this. Man, I tell you what, after those first couple of weeks where you guys were maybe a little slow getting off to the start because of how far the football team had went, I thought you guys were playing some of the best basketball in the area the second half of the season, and you could really see the growth at night in and night out. So, I know everybody probably a little bit disappointed, but I thought it was a pretty good year if you look at just the back half.
Yeah, I agree. When we were sitting there at 0-5 in the beginning of the year, it was difficult. everything was difficult. It was you didn't know what was going to happen. You just knew you had to keep working, and so it's good to see us have a little bit more success. And I do feel like we played better down the stretch, as you mentioned. But always proud of this team, how they continue to compete, continue to play hard, continue to play for each other every game. So, yeah, it was a good season overall.
You could tell to me, in a way, kind of the fighter mentality that this group has. You guys won a lot of the close games, and those are games that it's usually decided a little bit by mentality, and you guys picked up 4 wins this year that were pretty much right down to the buzzer.
Yeah, we did. It's funny bringing that up because I look at those games and, you go back through box scores and watching film again, and I could point one thing that I say was determined the game on our end, and the other coach could point to one thing and say this is what determined the game on the other end. So you never really know. But yeah, it was something where like you're alluding to, that we feel like we did a lot of things right in those games, where some small things right, where it gave us an opportunity to win and be able to win by a small margin. And above all is just that competitive mindset to be able to stay focused, keep competing, because some of those games were down. It wasn't always great. We were down, or there wasn't perfect moments down the stretch, and we just keep playing, be able to pull out wins.
You mentioned the 0-5 start and how frustrated you guys had been at that point. What was it with the Boyer Valley game? That's a good ball club, and you guys able to get them by 11 that night. That kind of turned things around for you a little bit.
Yeah, Boyer Valley is a good team, and no disrespect to them, but I believe at that point in time, I believe we had played Trainer, Tri-Center, and Avoca all by that point in time. And our first game of the year was South Central Calhoun, who was good. So there's 4, I guess. Sorry, I'm not looking at the schedule. I'm not sure who our other loss would have been.
Underwood.
With that. But anyway, we play. I mean, Underwood?
Yep.
Okay, so the WIC was brutal. The WIC's, those top 3 teams, Trainer, Tri-Center, Avoca, those are 3 teams that are going to be competing to go to state tournament. I know, Trainer and Avoca, they're going to play each other. But those are all 3 really good teams, and we had, just to be realistic, we'd gotten beat up the first 5 games, some just mismatches with size that we struggled to defend. Boyer Valley, a good team, but I felt like athlete to athlete, they were maybe the first team all year that we could really stack up well against and just guard them, not have to do anything fancy, just be able to guard them how we play defense, and we were able to find some success there against them, and I think that gave us a stronger sense of confidence going into. Tri-Center was a 1A team, but like we said, they're really good. Like, I think they have a good chance to go state tournament. But so that was the second 1A team we had played up to that point. It gave us a little more confidence just thinking about where we want to be at the end of the year.
You guys came out of the break playing good basketball. What did you guys focus on over the break, and were you pretty happy to see where the guys maybe grabbed a hold of what you were talking about and started to execute a little more?
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't anything fancy on my end. So it was just skill development. I mean, if you look at our shooting percentages and things, we weren't super skilled, and it's just things that we need to work on. We have to become better shooters. We have to be able to handle the ball better. We have to be able to finish better around the rim. And we just focused a lot on skill development over Christmas break. And I do, you know, our percentages did, they came up a little bit from that first half of the year to the end. So we focused on it every day in practice as well. So I think, you know, it wasn't anything magical I drew up on a clipboard. It was more so them just bettering themselves as basketball players.
I know you always talk about how defense is what you really care about, and the offense just kind of comes. But what was it with the defense this year that impressed you? Because I thought you guys defended most nights really pretty well.
Yeah, I would say that we have two things. One, to not give myself credit because I don't deserve it. We just have good athletes. I mean, Joel Klucky can guard really well. Really lateral, his lateral quickness is impressive, and he can really keep people in front. Gavin Smith is a really good athlete. He can guard a number of positions and do a good job guarding all of them. Ethan Klucky as well. I mean, he guards people. You know, he guarded Kyler Rasmussen that second time we beat him, and he only had a couple points maybe. And so he's done a really good job with that. And so we'll definitely miss the two. We'll definitely miss Joel and Ethan next year from a defensive standpoint. But yeah, we definitely just had good. I think we had athletes that were able to guard. Second part of the of what allows us to guard is kids that are willing to do work that isn't glamorous, and that's rare in my opinion, especially in the sport of basketball. I rant about this a lot. Frankly, it breaks my heart because I love the sport of basketball, but I think there's a increasingly individualized culture, just a culture around the individual, a culture around celebrating individual statistics in the sport of basketball, especially in the NBA. And obviously those are the highlights and the things that kids see. And you just, I think if you just watch, if you just pay attention to social media and the things they talk about, it's easy to lose sight of team concept in the sport of basketball. Where like football, you could never lose sight of it because there's all these important, there's all these positions like offensive linemen who are not going to score a touchdown, defensive linemen, they're not, but they hold an integral piece to contributing to their team win. And so we just try to celebrate what we think are integral pieces to helping our team win and hope that our team buys into that, you know. And one thing with that is an effort award. We hand out, the players nominate one of their teammates every day after practice for an effort award. And a lot of times that effort comes from plays being made on the defensive end. And so it's just a team. We just have a group of kids that are willing to play for each other. And for that, I am so thankful that I get to coach them, because even when it wasn't perfect, 0-5 starts, things like that, when you have kids whose heart are in the right place, with sport, in my opinion, it's really fun as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. I love watching this group of guys compete and play. I look back, I did your guys' game at Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon on that Saturday afternoon, and Ethan Klucky banks in the three at the buzzer to win it for you guys, 55-53. But as I mentioned earlier, five games that you guys won by, you know, really a bucket or just above a bucket or less. I see the Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon game as your best game this year, but as a coach and a guy that saw them all, kind of your thoughts on which game or two was maybe some of your best all-around games this year?
Yeah, I would say I would say the Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon game, definitely, because I just thought we played great the whole game, really defended well. Joey Schramm had a great day defensively. I thought we did really well offensively. We got good looks. We had some good penetrating dish looks where we got broke down the defense. We had, I think Joey had 6 or 8 points, and they were all dump downs. I think he made a couple free throws, but they're dump downs. We drew his defender and dumped down to him perfectly. He made the layup and things. And you know, it's funny. Yeah, you win it on a banked in three, whatever. But as a coach, I sometimes to a fault, but I just, you know, detach from the outcome and think about the process of what went into us, what our process was, you know, throughout the game that led to the result, right? And we defended really well, and we did all these things right. And, yeah, it took a banked-in three to win it, but we still did so many things right. And the flip side of it, why it took a banked-in three, was Tyler Peterson making a huge three-pointer, making some really tough plays, and them just as a team, they made great plays on their end. There were some times them late where they just made contested shots, and and it was a close game. It was a good team. You know, we're playing a good team. People, good players are going to make good plays. And so I agree. I think that was one of our best games.
Coach, did COVID affect you guys? Maybe not asking if anybody got it this year, but how much did it affect you guys with, you know, the craziness of having to test everybody all the time, never knowing if people are going to be at practice or at a game or how a trip's going to go and how it may impact the team? How does that affect you guys on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it really, to be honest, it didn't affect us much. We just wore masks and then sanitizing. So there was some different routines that we had to abide by. But, you know, mentally everyone was motivated, excited to play. I think, if anything, I hope it made us just be thankful that we were able to play, maybe appreciate getting to play your sport a little bit more. But definitely not negatively. I think we kind of handled that as well as we handle any type of adversity.
Coach, you mentioned how much Joel and Ethan Klucky both are going to mean to you. Two seniors that their hearts are about is probably about as big as they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really thankful that I got to coach them. They know that as well. They are just unbelievable competitors and just extremely team-oriented kids that, all they care about at the end of the day is what the result was for their team. And yeah, I know basketball is not their favorite sport. Is football, and I think that's fitting because they are so team oriented. In my opinion, that's the ultimate team sport. But I am thankful that I got to coach them in basketball, just to be able to be around those competitors and just kind of be able to feed off their competitive nature a little bit.
Coach, covered not going to be bare. Carson Bauer, Joey Schramm, Braden Wessel, even Garrett Christensen, along with Gavin Smith, Jackson Dice, and even Colin Bauer a little bit, all gained some valuable experience for you. So what's the future of this program look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the names that you just said and those players improving in every way and us continuing to – and us replace Joel and Ethan as defenders and replace that competitive mindset – just overall just become better basketball players. And yeah, I think, and be willing to work, and then we're confident we can continue to improve and become a good basketball team.
What is the plans for the off season, and what kind of work are you hoping to get in?
Just ton of skill work and hopefully play a bunch of basketball. So, kind of probably same schedule we have had in the past, get to some camps or some tournaments or something, but really just emphasize skill work and getting in the gym, become better ball handlers, shooters, and finishers.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I loved watching this team grow as the season went on. I always looked forward to getting a chance to come down and cover this group of guys and watch you coach them. I appreciate everything you send us all season long. Always fun getting to work with you and looking forward to next season.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, I appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Head coach Coleman Mullenix again with the Audubon boys basketball team.